Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is LBC with Ian Dale. Call 0345-6060-973.
7:25, Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, has some breaking news for us. Simon, over to you.
Thank you, Ian. This pertains to Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. Within the last few minutes, his lawyers have filed an 11-page brief with the court in New York, where, of course, he's facing a civil lawsuit that is being brought against him by Virginia Giuffre, the woman who alleges that she was sexually abused by the Duke of York when she was 17. And this is the legal response by the Duke to the complaint that she has levied against him. More than 70 times in this document, we read that Prince Andrew denies the allegations, or Prince Andrew lacks sufficient information to admit or deny the allegations contained in various sections of Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit. The Duke does admit here that he met Jeffrey Epstein in or around 1999. The Prince expressly denies that he was a co-conspirator of Epstein or that Epstein trafficked girls to him. Prince Andrew, the document goes on, lacks sufficient information to admit or deny the allegation that there exists photographic evidence of his alleged meeting with Virginia Giuffre. Prince Andrew pushing back against that and saying that he needs more information, as he says throughout this document, about the precise nature of the complaints that Virginia Giuffre is lodging against him. This document says that Prince Andrew is asking the court to dismiss Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit against him on several different grounds, one of them being that the Duke argues that she is not domiciled in the United States, that she in fact lives in Australia, not, as she claims, Colorado. So the Duke's lawyers pushing the judge now to rule on that issue of where Virginia Giuffre is domiciled. He repeats his previous claims that Virginia Giuffre is constrained from bringing legal action against him by that 2009 settlement agreement that she signed with Jeffrey Epstein. So even though the judge has denied that previous request for a dismissal, saying that the language in that settlement agreement is too ambiguous to know precisely what Jeffrey Epstein and Virginia Giuffre thought they were agreeing in the section of the document in which Virginia Giuffre agrees that she will not take legal action against other potential defendants. It's clear that the Duke's lawyers are going to come back to that issue, and indeed the judge kept the door open for them to do so. But the Prince is asking for this civil lawsuit to be dismissed with prejudice. And he's also demanding a trial by jury in the event that this civil lawsuit goes ahead. We were expecting this document to drop at some point during this week, but a fresh attempt by the Duke of York to seek the dismissal of the lawsuit against him and absolutely categoric denials contained in this document that he was in any way a co-conspirator with Jeffrey Epstein, or that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked girls to him. And he is saying that he doesn't have enough information to admit or deny the allegation that that photograph of his alleged meeting with Virginia Giuffre is indeed legitimate. So this gives us a sense of where lawyers are going to take this moving forward, but it also gives us a sense of the very straitened circumstances in which the Duke of York finds himself legally in that New York court.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.